This is a recording interview between Gary Gradley and I. And Gary and I met at a seminar, actually, last week in Toronto. It was a James Arthur Ray live event. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Thank you, and I want to welcome Gary Gradley. Gary and I met at a James Arthur Ray event, a personal development seminar, last week in Toronto. And Gary calls himself the on-purpose guru. Gary's the creator of onpurposeguru.com, and Gary, along with a few others, host a free 70-minute teleseminar where they fill it packed with insights and information to help people unlock the secrets to their passion and life purpose. Gary, welcome to the call.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
Well, Gary, just to get people familiar with who you are, why don't we start with you just giving an introduction, let people know who you are, where you came from, and what you're up to now.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'll make it short and sweet, so to speak. I invested the last 30 years of my life in personal professional development. In fact, I started out as a Dale Carnegie instructor back then, and then I met up with Bob Proctor and spent five fabulous years with Bob out of his Toronto office. My wife and I worked with him in sales and top salespeople, and I conducted some of the seminars with Bob. And many of you probably know Bob, and you know he's an amazing individual. And so that was a great learning experience. Bob and I continue to do some work off and on. And then I founded our own corporate training company called Delta Synergy Group, pretty well respected here and throughout the Toronto area and work throughout North America. I've worked with about 20,000 folks. And during that part of the time, what I really saw was that there were some really high-performing individuals and there were some low-performing individuals. And it really struck me when you work with that many people that what was the key difference here? So I began to study it and really found that one of the key differences was their level of intrinsic motivation, or in other words, their internal motivation or their passion. And that got me thinking and watching even more, in fact, that it was people who really felt on purpose in their work that made the biggest difference. You know, they were passionate and on track and had great attitude and great leadership. So that kind of, and within all that experience, and with my marriage, at that point I'd been married about 10 years, and this is relevant to certainly to my background here, in that we were having a number of struggles for a number of years, and it became fairly intense, and it caused me to be in a really bad emotional place with a lot of resentment, I'm afraid to say, and a lot of withholding love, and it really got so bad that I was in emotional anguish and pain and physical symptoms, and I really came to the place where I just decided, because nothing else was working, I had done lots of things to try and help me, place where I just came to the decision that I had to get a divorce, which was a pretty emotional place to be in. And what's amazing was, within a week, I actually was invited to a personal development seminar, and at that seminar I had a major breakthrough. In essence, it was kind of a spiritual experience for sure, with some divine intervention. And actually, I was able to let go of all that resentment, years of resentment, and was filled with love towards my wife. I actually fell back in love with my wife. So that transformed our relationship totally to the point where, you know, where everything was great. Everything was good. We're back on track.
That's such an important piece, because, you know, I find the same thing, you know, sometimes my wife Trish and I will derail for a bit, and doesn't matter how everything's going, being on purpose means being connected with others as well. It's like it takes in all parts of your life, so I can relate to that.
And actually that was in a direct way was also a major trigger for me to really feel that, because I really have this feeling that my purpose is to reignite the passion and purpose and performance of thousands of other individuals. So it's really got in me and got me that my passion is that. So over the last 2 years and about 1,000 hours of really developing, refining this process, we work with individuals to maximize the clarity of their passion and their true life purpose, and with companies to increase their passion and their work, which increases their pride, which also then we know increases their engagement and their performance. So it's been an amazing journey. It's really because we now know that knowing your purpose is critical, since it gives your life meaning and direction and determines the best goals for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, totally agree. I totally agree. Well, one of the things that I've was just looking at a few articles you've written, and one of the things you said is knowing your purpose is critical since it gives your life meaning and direction and determines your best goals for you. And you just said that about how it aligns you with your goals. So what do you mean by that?
Well, imagine that you were just to go into any airport, maybe it's Toronto Airport, and you would just go down the departure gateway, and you would just go jump on any plane whatsoever. You didn't know where it was going. Just go jump on that plane, and all of a sudden you're going to end up somewhere, and you don't really know where you are. Or you're in a strange country, and you're driving, and you have no map. You're lost. You know, or the old ship without a rudder. You know, it's that kind of place where we have no clear purpose. We don't really know where we're going. We're kind of like we're just going through the motions, or we're spinning our wheels. You know, often we would feel frustrated, unfulfilled for sure, maybe lost, maybe hopeless, certainly unproductive, and maybe even depressed. So when we don't have that, in contrast to when we do have a purpose, then it's hugely different, right? The purpose is really, it's the why for our life. It's the reason that, you know, we get up every morning and we do the best we can. It gives us fuel and meaning to what we're going to fill our days with. You know, it's that old compass. It gives us our true north direction in terms of what's important to me. You know, as Robin Sharma says, there's no greater purpose in life than to know your life purpose. So it is absolutely critical. It helps us in every way, especially during these interesting, challenging times, that rather than being bombarded and consumed by the negativity, you know, out there, that the more that we can really focus on our true purpose and passion and get engaged in that and focus on that, then we can eliminate hearing those other things that will distract us. And once it's really the starting point. You know, it's like any company who sets out, you know, they create their vision, their mission statements. So it's the starting point. And then, therefore, when we know what the starting point is, then we can choose the best goals that are for us because they're in alignment with our passion, our purpose. And when we do that, the goals are 90% more achievable. So it's actually absolutely critical that we have a purpose and that everything else unfolds perfectly as it should when we have that clear purpose.
Okay, well said. One of the things I guess you're saying is that, like, if I'm going to go to the airport, I'm going to the Toronto airport, in order to be living on purpose, I need to be guided and directed and need to know that I'm going to, say, San Diego. So it's being on purpose and living on purpose gives me that direction, that flow to channel myself in the direction of my purpose, my life purpose.
Absolutely. It's the direction. And most people are looking for direction these days. You know, they don't really have enough clarity themselves, or they let other people influence their direction. But, you know, the truth is when we all have a purpose. It's all deep within inside of us. You know, it's kind of like a treasure chest that we all have within us. Our purpose resides within that, within our soul, our, you know, unconscious, you know, it's all in there. So it's just there to be discovered. And then when we discover it, then that'll give us direction for our life.
Okay, good. Well, one of the things you did mention in your TEL seminar, because I was actually on one of them, was that there are soul goals and there are ego goals. Now, what do you mean by soul goals and ego goals, and what's the difference?
Yeah, it's really, most people don't really think about it, this term, but let's first of all, let's define what ego is. And the common definition would be it's that part of us, it's that personality, it's not really our true self.
Hey,
it's
Gary, one sec, you're just breaking out. Is your mic on all right?
Yep, how's that? Is that okay?
Much better, thanks.
Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, so ego is that part of our personality which is really designed to protect us. You know, when we're a young child, it was there, you know, from this cruel world, so to speak, and things that we didn't expect or want, it was there to protect us. So its job really is to protect us. So it wants to control things, it wants to have the power, it wants to have status, in contrast to the soul. Or spirit, as most people would talk about it, or that true essence of our life, that life source, you know, which is really spirit. You know, Bob Proctor talks about that we're spirit. We have an intellect, and we live in a physical body. But the essence is that we are, in fact, spirit. And so spirit's goal, really, is to experience, to expand and experience, and especially all the great things like love and joy and peace and giving and contribution. So in terms of the difference of those ego goals, versus soul goals. Ego goals are the ones that we usually set, such as New Year's resolutions, that are more materialistic oriented goals, like a better job or more money or something new, a new car or a new house or a new trip, something like that. And those are all important and those are really valid. But the other end with soul goals is that those are more contribution, serving, giving kinds of goals, which we don't usually think about quite as much, but they're equally important. You know, so that would be, you know, how are you going to contribute? How are you going to make a difference? Whether it be in your community or your family or in your church or around the world, maybe in a mission. You know, how are you going to make a positive difference? So both, we need both because we're both ego and soul. So the key is that to think about doing both, and if we have both in balance, then that's the best place to be.
Okay, all right. So, Gary, let's talk a little bit more about your free 70-minute teleseminar. I know we're just going to touch and just skim the surface here, but just to give people an idea of what is your teleseminar, first of all.
Excellent, yes. Yeah. So it's a process. It's actually a proven process that I've spent about 1,000 hours developing and approving. It's a process about the 7 steps to rediscover your true passion and your true life purpose. So the goal is that we do exactly that, that it really does help people get absolute clarity on their passion and their purpose. And passion leads to, I believe, that what you love to do the most, your greatest passion, is your purpose. And in fact, what you are good at doing is also your purpose. And when you find both those combined, that really is your life purpose. So what I really like about the process is that it's a natural process. We would tend to go through this evolution anyways. What we've been able to do is, rather than taking a couple of years, we've really packaged it in a facilitated fashion so that people get it quickly and get it within a few evening sessions, ultimately. So it's really is a natural process that gets results.
Okay, so yeah, well, I can relate to that, and I think a lot of people out there can relate to that time is of the essence, and if they can get something quickly and efficiently, then that there's value in that for sure. So, okay, who do you think this program is for?
Well, it's for many people. I mean, most people don't really know what their true purpose is, even though it's really important. Most people don't know what it is. So it's definitely for them. It's for some of the people who have a hunch about what their purpose is, but aren't totally clear. And certainly for a few who know what their purpose is, but maybe aren't really acting upon it. In fact, these days anyone who's going through a transition or a change, whether it's in their relationship or their job, or maybe they've lost a job, or there's some great opportunities that they're at the crossroads of taking, that this would be ideal for them to really get much more clarity about what's important to them, what feels the best, what is my right best move, whether it's the transition or whether it's the crossroads. So anybody who really wants to know why they're here and wants to fulfill their life purpose, because you know what? One day, each of us is going to be on our deathbed. Death and taxes, right? And I believe that we're going to be in one of two primary places at that point in time. We're going to be in bliss because we lived an on-purpose life. And we gave and served and we were passionate. We just did everything we possibly could to be alive and contribute and have a great life. So the other end of the scale is where we're in regret, where we're in emotional anguish because we didn't do all those things, that we really didn't live and take a risk and love and give and serve, and we, because of fear, whatever, we held back. I don't know about yourselves, but for me, that would absolutely be hell to be in that place on your deathbed. And that's how you're leaving this life.
Anyone
who wants to avoid that, this is definitely for them, and who wants to leave a legacy.
I agree with you, man. Let's live large. We're here now. Let's do it, you know?
Because we don't know how long we're going to have.
I don't know how many people can relate to this, but and maybe they might not like what I'm going to say, but when people tell me that they've got fired or they've lost their job, I spend some time online, but I talk to people in person and I say, congratulations, this is an opportunity for you. This is a massive opportunity and there is some huge change. And if you embrace the change and just let go of your old programming, you're going to live your life on a total different scale.
It's absolutely true. In fact, I've got a few clients who, one chose to leave, and he's doing a great job in his own corporate training business. Two others were, downsized, And they've rebounded exceptionally well. They're doing what they love to do.
That's
so,
awesome.
You know, you're absolutely right. It is an opportunity in disguise. We just need to look at it that way.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Okay, awesome. So, okay, in your 70-minute free tell seminar, you share some of your ideas on purpose, vision, and goals. Tell us a little bit more about the teleseminar, the benefits, what's unique about it, and how people can get involved.
Fantastic. Well, what's one of the greatest things about this one is that we're gonna be, you're going to have an opportunity to ask your most important question about passion and purpose and how to know it, how to discover it, how to keep acting on it, you know, some of the most common questions out there. So that's going to be great insight for you. And because our process is, I believe, quite unique in that it's a very holistic process. You know, we engage the whole person. So not just the intellectual, where we review our life and see what we liked or what our childhood dreams were, but even more importantly is the emotional, intuitive side of things. So that's where we're going to tap into the real heart of the matter, tap into our intuition, our soul, and our inner wisdom. So into our unconscious, you know, where our purpose resides.
Okay.
So one of the key things there, Steve, is that, for most people, when they go to act upon something new, a little thing called fear arises. And most people can relate to that, whether it's fear of failure or rejection or success. And what's happening there partly is that it's the ego who wants to protect us. It's creating that because it wants to keep us safe doing what we were always doing. So we need to know how to work with ego and work around ego, because ego will want to resist or cancel or camouflage whatever true message is there in our soul in terms of our true purpose. So we need to work through that. So that's a really important part of the process.
Or fear of getting it wrong. That was what was coming up for me when you were saying the fears that were coming up. Like, you know, it's got to be perfect. And then, you know, I remember when I went through the process of a similar process myself for my purpose, I'd write down my purpose is to teach. And then I would look at it and I'm like, oh, I don't think that's it. Like, it's not perfect yet, you know?
Hell yeah.
I didn't have it quite right yet. And I mean, I've come to the point now where I know I'm very clear. It's like my purpose is to teach and inspire others to live and love life by following their heart's desires. And I got this sense of just knowing that it's just I'm in the right place, and I know that maybe there might be a few people out there not in that place, and you know, something that you're offering, what you're offering to people, I think is you know, to offer a free seminar to help people out with something like that is you know, it just it makes a big difference, and I think what you're doing is a really it's a great project, and I hope that you guys are very successful with it.
Well, we have been over the last few years, and we've had, you know, individual clients and corporate clients who, for certainly, you know, one lady who was an HR lady who, you know, a large national company, she was about to leave because she was just fed up. And when she really realized, we went through this process, she really realized that, in fact, no, she actually loved what she did and her people and the difference she made, so she stayed. So that was a huge savings for the organization. Or people who are trying to decide on a job choice, or people who just, like you're saying, that, you know, when you know what your purpose is, you feel absolutely incredible. You know, you're top of the world, that things just flow more harmoniously. You feel confident, unstoppable. It's just filled with meaning and purpose. I mean, what a great way to live your life. So that's really what this teleseminar is the start of, in terms of really triggering some of those insights through going through the 7-step process, through understanding the 5 common blocks to, you know, getting clarity on our purpose and how to work through those. And to really help you to tap into your inner message, your inner wisdom in terms of your soul. And also getting support and accountability as you take action is also a really important part of the process. So certainly it's all about those things, and our goal is to make it a really value-rich and valuable experience for people on the 70 minutes and to get all their questions answered that they have. So certainly when you come on this, please have your question ready. And so for those who do want to say, hey, you know what, I'm ready to make a decision to live my life more purposefully, I want to be more fulfilled, I want to have more passion in my life, this call is going to be really important for you. So you're definitely going to want to be on this call, and you can certainly call in or go on the free webcast and submit your questions, and you can go to the link there that is provided, and it's going to be a great call, well worth the 70 minutes.
Okay, great, Gary. You know, one thing that I was going to ask you earlier and I didn't ask you, and I think it's important, you talked about these 5 common blocks now to clarity and goals. Could you just give us a little nugget? Like, what would be one of those blocks, and how would, like, a block, you know, when you define a block for me, and how would that prevent someone from moving forward and creating clarity with someone's goals?
Okay, so there's one would be on clarity, and the other one would be on action. So let's see here. So one of the big ones would be not listening to your intuition, not hearing your intuition, because we all have one, right? And that's either because we have a shallow relationship with it, or we don't value it, or we haven't asked it before. So more and more we want to be able to ask ourselves, like on any decision, often when I'm driving and I've got a fork in the road, you know, I'll ask my intuition, which is the best route? Mm-hmm. And I'll, you know, the more I ask that, the more I'm going to hear it. And whenever I follow it, it's always the best choice. So that would be one, certainly, in terms of the asking the intuition. But the other big one, I think, that really for most people they experience, again, is the fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of success. And that can be so overwhelming. And so what we need to do there, really, Steve, because we all experience this to some degree, is we can get paralyzed by it. So we kind of have to put it in perspective, and you know, because that's the ego saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. I'm trying to protect you, in essence. So one way I found that really helps people is that if you want to put more focus, more emphasis on the goal and all the great things that come out of the goal, how you're going to feel, the impact you're going to have. So visualize a teeter-totter. On the right-hand side of the teeter-totter is the goal, the purpose. On the left side is the fear. So when we know whichever side is heavier is going to tip in that direction. So we want to weigh up, put all of our energy and focus on the goal, the purpose, the passion, all the great things that come out of that. When we do that, it's going to tip in that favor, and we're going to overwhelm the fear and go through the fear. So that's just the key, you know, a philosophy in terms of how we visualize it. But we actually can do that, right, in terms of our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings and how we just stay focused on what we want to create, not what we don't want to create.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's about where you place your attention. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about was about intuition. You'd mentioned about not following it or resisting it. Now, the way I've always looked at the intuition is that it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, it's very weak and it can't do the heavy lifting for you. But if you start to use it and you start to continually work it, it starts to get strong enough where, like a real muscle, you can actually pick up on things. You can pick it up because you've got the strength to pick it up.
That's a great analogy. It's so true. And we all have it, so it's just a matter of developing it. And one great thing for some of us, it's like, well, I don't know if I can trust it. So I encourage people to look into their life at situations or decisions that they actually did listen, and it was the best decision that they acted upon. So find the evidence and the proof that, in fact, it was there at some points in time, and it really worked for you, and it was the best choice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Gary, you know, is there anything else you wanted to add? I just we're at the end of the call here, so anything else that you wanted to, you know, tell the listeners of Freedom Education?
Well, I think especially in this economic time, that it's critical that you decide what you want to focus on, and that there's no better way to be really focused and passionate and enthused with your life and take action and move forward and get better results than if you're focused on what is your life purpose, rather than focusing on the negative media that's out there. So this is a great opportunity for people to do that, to really get more clarity on their passion, their purpose, and move in that direction and be strong in the face of some of the opposition that's out there. And so please take advantage of this call. You're going to find it most valuable, most worthwhile. It'll make a key difference and really begin to catapult you to achieve more and more of your goals for 2009.
So that concludes my interview with Gary Gradley. You can find Gary at onpurposeguru.com. And I've been on his 70-minute TEL seminar. He's actually got a lot of insights. We didn't really dig into any detail here on the call. We just skimmed the surface. But you know what? He does offer some insights and some value, and he does have a lot of experience. So he's speaking from his own experience. So if you think that this is something that resonates with you, I encourage you to check it out. If it doesn't, then you know, don't. It's really up to you. It's what resonates with you. I hope you enjoyed this interview. My name is Stephen Martile, and thank you.